Blackstone Audio presents The Devil Came on Horseback, Bearing Witness to the Genocide in Darfur, by Brian Steidel and Gretchen Steidel Wallace. Dedicated to the memory of Mihad Hamid, she gave her life so that I could tell her story, and to all of those who have suffered because of who they are. Prologue. The rains had already moved on, leaving a dry, oppressive heat that threatened to bake any creature moving too slowly beneath the sun. It was about 115 degrees Fahrenheit. As I disembarked from our helicopter, I breathed as deeply as I could without frying my lungs, steadied myself, and, blinking, took a look around. Camel-colored dust stretched before us as far as we could see. Ahmed and I headed toward a large nim tree on the outskirts of Wash al-Tul, where 250 homeless women and children had stopped earlier in the day to share in the small piece of shade. They had escaped the initial conflict in Alait, a town of 15,000 we had just visited. The village was most recent to fall prey to Government of Sudan troops in what was now described by Western diplomats publicly, if belatedly, as genocide. Had anyone been injured? We had to ask, even though we were all but certain of the answer. Expressionless, a woman slowly raised a one-year-old girl for me to examine as if I were a doctor with miracle cures. I quickly took a photo to document the injury before motioning for her to put the child down. I examined the baby, gently directing the woman to move the child this way or that so we could understand her wounds. I realized my instructions only confirmed her presumption that I was a medical professional. I felt increasingly helpless. The baby's breathing was labored, and she was wheezing noticeably. Upon closer inspection, I realized that this tiny human being had been shot in the back. The child had gaping entry and exit wounds that accentuated her struggle to breathe. Her guardian looked up at me with a blank gaze. What's her name? I stammered, my sense of disbelief audible in my tone. Mihad Hamid, she said after a quick translation of my question. The woman, Mihad's aunt, explained that while the child's mother was running from the Government of Sudan troops, carrying the wrapped child on her back, Mihad had been wounded. Attempting to protect both Mihad and her three-year-old brother, Oman, their mother perished in the attack. I was shocked at the lack of emotion in this woman who had just lost her sister and who by default was now this infant's keeper. Mihad also had received a shrapnel wound on the right side of her head. Round, bloody gashes speckled the baby's scalp. Oman lay nestled in the lap of another woman, perhaps a relative or perhaps a mother who had lost her own children in this...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?